A football and a fantastic comeback.
Yeah, I think it was a good game for the fans, and we won against a very good team, so always it's more important when you do well against a good team.
That substitution, that changed the game, didn't it?
I think that the players that were on the pitch, they were doing really well. You could see that we needed to change a little bit to make maybe more impact, and then have fresh legs and different movements, and everything was fine. But I was pleased with the players that were playing and pleased with the players that were coming.
And what's the mood in the dressing room like? The music's pumping at the moment. They all must be delighted.
They're really sad, all of them. They are nearly crying. No, everybody's happy. And as I said before, when you work as a team and you win as a team, then it's even more important.
And in terms of the title race, what does this mean for the title race? Because you've damaged Brighton there quite a fair bit, taking the points off them.
No, I said before in the interviews and press conference that it was just an important game, but still we have to play a lot of games, so we have to keep going. We have... We get 3 points, but still we have a lot of games and a lot of points.
Rafa, you looked a bit frustrated at various points during the night. What was the sense of injustice you were feeling with some of the decisions by the officials?
Well, the penalty was clear for us that it wasn't. And then I was watching the replay. Even the yellow card of Jedlin, he was not watching the play. He was running. And then, but when you have these situations and it's a good team and then little things that can make a big difference, and you are expecting that will be in your way. We haven't had penalties in the whole season. I think that Brighton has had 10, we have had maybe 2. And you can see some of the other teams, and it's something that you don't understand.
You obviously didn't plan to win it that way, but did you feel those goals were coming because you were starting to really become the better side and have all the attacks as the game wore on?
Yeah, I had confidence that we could score because we had some chances and more control in the first half, at the end of the first half. And after the second half was similar. But at the same time, you know that when you play against a good team, and especially them, that they have a very good counter-attack, could be dangerous, and we needed to control, we needed to manage. Always you can, when you play against these players, you have the feeling sometimes that they are close, but we were attacking and we were creating chances. So really pleased because in the end, as I said before, players on the pitch, players coming from the bench, everybody was making his contribution.
How good is your goalkeeper tonight, particularly after Saturday and some of the attention that was on him, some very important and very good saves throughout the game?
Yeah, it was not easy because they are good players, they have good players, but it's important for anyone in the team. If you don't play well, stand up and try to do well in the next one. It's the only way to change things, and really pleased for him too.
Finally, Ayoze Perez got the winner. He's somebody who obviously you have looked at and clearly think a lot of. It's a big moment for him, isn't it? And maybe the kind of thing that he needs to really reignite his Newcastle career, because he's been in and out this season, but undoubted quality.
Yeah, we know that he has quality and he has game intelligence. So these kind of things, when the game is a little bit like it was at the end, a little bit of tension, then these kind of players, they can make the difference if they are calm and they can see the last pass or the last chance.
Thanks, Rafa.